Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring 21 Lessons for the 21st Century by Yuval Noah Harari. Released in 2018, this book is a profound investigation into the most pressing challenges facing our civilization today. As we venture deeper into new technological and social terrains, Harari offers guidance on how to best navigate this era of relentless transformation. Through compelling examples drawn from recent events, the book provides a critical framework for understanding the global implications of these changes. Yuval Noah Harari, who earned his PhD in history from Oxford University, is renowned for his best-selling books Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, and Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. His works, which have been translated into more than 50 languages and sold over 12 million copies worldwide, blend history, science, and philosophy to challenge our conventional views. 21 Lessons for the 21st Century is ideal for current affairs enthusiasts, history buffs seeking fresh insights, and big-picture thinkers who are eager for new perspectives on tackling the complex issues of our time. Join us as we summarize and discuss key takeaways from this enlightening book. "21 Lessons for the 21st Century: Future-Proof Yourself Against the 21st Century." Introduction. Navigating the turbulence of the 21st century. We live in an age of profound transformation, where technology, politics, and societal challenges intertwine in complex ways. How do we adapt to the rapid advancements in artificial intelligence, the globalization impact, or the pervasive spread of misleading information? Furthermore, does the specter of terrorism require immediate, forceful response, or a more measured, calm approach? This audio series explores these intricate issues and provides insights into future-proofing not only ourselves, but also the next generation. Renowned author Yuval Noah Harari imparts valuable lessons on navigating these turbulent times with foresight and acuity. During this episode, we'll cover wide-ranging topics, including the impact of technological disruptions on pivotal political decisions like Brexit, examine why everyday objects like cars may represent a greater danger than the scourge of terrorism, and question the traditional methods of education, as they may no longer suffice in this rapidly evolving world. Yuval Noah Harari offers a lens through which to view the problems unique to our century and suggests critical lessons that can aid us in steering a path through them. This narrative doesn't just aim to outline these challenges, but also ventures into providing actionable advice, from reshaping educational paradigms to understanding the implications of robots and automation in the workforce, and addressing the contentious issue of immigration threatening the socio-political fabric of Europe. Stay tuned as we delve into these complex topics, offering a clear, engaging, and thought-provoking guide to preparing for a future that is unpredictably dynamic, yet full of opportunities for those ready to understand and act on these lessons. Part 1: How Technology Shakes Up the Political and Financial Landscapes. In the 20th century, the global stage was a battleground for competing political ideologies: communism, fascism, and liberalism. By the century's end, liberalism, championing democracy, free market operations, and personal freedoms, had emerged triumphant. However, as we sail through the 21st century, the robustness of this liberal democratic framework is under severe strain, primarily due to the seismic shifts wrought by information technology. Since the 1990s, computer technology has revolutionized nearly every aspect of our lives, arguably more than any other influence. Yet, despite its profound impact, many of our political leaders appear overwhelmed by this digital revolution, struggling to comprehend, let alone control, its pace and implications. Take, for instance, the financial sector. Computers have exponentially increased the complexity of financial systems to a point where they are beyond the grasp of most humans. With the ongoing advancements in artificial intelligence, there looms the possibility that soon, no human might fully understand financial algorithms or data. This developing scenario poses serious concerns for our democratic processes. Imagine governments waiting on algorithms to greenlight crucial economic decisions like budget allocations or tax reforms. Moreover, during pivotal political moments, such as the 2016 American presidential campaign, the discussion of technology's transformative impact on jobs was conspicuously absent. Neither candidate delved into how automation could lead to job losses, choosing instead to focus on less technologically pertinent issues like the email scandal. This silence on technological disruption is sowing disillusionment amongst voters in liberal democracies across the West. As artificial intelligence, globalization, and machine learning continue to advance, many people feel increasingly alienated and powerless. This angst was palpable in the political shakeups of 2016. Both Brexit and Donald Trump's election victory were propelled by ordinary citizens concerned about being left behind by a world increasingly dominated by high-tech elites. The economic fears of the 20th century, centered around the exploitation of labor by economic powerhouses, have transformed. Today, there's a growing dread of becoming economically obsolete in a tech-driven market that seems to need human labor less and less. This transition from fear of exploitation to fear of irrelevance underscores a crucial shift in modern economic anxieties, resonating deeply with many as they navigate the intricate web of technology's impact on traditional political and economic structures. Part 2: Neuroscience and AI, a new frontier in reshaping employment. The consensus among experts is that robotics and machine learning will revolutionize practically every profession this century. But there is much debate about what this transformation will entail. Will automation render billions of jobs obsolete, or will it usher in a new era of prosperity and unprecedented employment opportunities? Historically, during the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century, similar fears surfaced as machines began replacing manual labor. Many feared massive unemployment, but history showed that each job automated by technology was replaced by a new one, often in a new sector or in more advanced areas of work. However, the 21st century might carve a different path. Previously, machines replaced human physical capabilities, but humans retained their edge due to superior cognitive abilities. As tasks became mechanized in agriculture and industry, new jobs emerged that leveraged human cognitive skills, like analytical thinking, communication, and learning. But today, advances in neuroscience and computing are set to challenge even these cognitive fortresses. Recent studies in neuroscience have started to demystify human cognition, showing that our choices, emotions, and preferences might not stem from a unique human ability like free will. Instead, they derive from the brain's capacity to process probabilities and recognize patterns swiftly. This revelation has serious implications. It suggests that the artificial intelligence systems of today and tomorrow could rival humans in fields that require deep cognitive skills, fields traditionally seen as secure like law, finance, and therapy. For instance, AI could potentially make lending decisions in banking or strategize legal defenses by predicting outcomes more accurately than humans. Thus, as we move further into the 21st century, no job seems immune to the reach of automation. The challenge now is recalibrating our educational and professional training frameworks to prepare for a future where cognitive jobs are shared between humans and increasingly sophisticated machines. A future where the collaboration between human intuition and machine learning creates new roles that we have yet to envision. Part 3: Immigration debate strains the unity of the European Union. In today's interconnected world, borders seem more like suggestions than barriers, with globalization allowing us unprecedented interactions with diverse cultures. However, this melting pot of global mobility also brings its own set of conflicts, challenging deeply ingrained national identities and political ideologies. Europe finds itself at the epicenter of these challenges. The European Union, originally created to bridge cultural divides between nations like France and Germany, is now being tested by its ability to integrate cultures far more diverse than those of its founding members. The ongoing influx of migrants from the Middle East and Africa is sparking intense debates over national identity and tolerance across the continent. For example, the question of how far immigrants should go to assimilate into European culture remains hotly contested. On one side, some argue that immigrants from culturally distinct backgrounds, particularly those from patriarchal or deeply religious societies, should completely adopt the secular and feminist values of their host countries. This perspective suggests a need for immigrants to abandon their traditional customs, from dress codes to dietary habits. Conversely, those in favor of a more inclusive approach argue that Europe's identity is itself varied and multifaceted. They see the demand for immigrants to conform to a standard European identity as unrealistic, especially when many Europeans themselves live in ways that diverge from traditional norms. For instance, advocating for Muslim immigrants to adopt Christianity conflicts with the reality that many Europeans are non-practitioners. Similarly, expecting immigrants to swap their culinary traditions for local dishes ignores the cultural integration that has already occurred, evident in the popularity of diverse cuisines among natives. This clash of views highlights the complexity of integrating new populations into established societies without clear-cut answers. Thus, framing the immigration debate as a stark moral dichotomy, portraying one side as fascist and the other as promoting the suicide of European culture, is not only unhelpful, but also inaccurate. A more balanced discussion recognizes the legitimate concerns and contributions of both perspectives, encouraging a thoughtful, nuanced engagement with the challenges of immigration in the 21st century. Part 4: The Power of Fear, How Terrorists Manipulate Public Perception. Terrorism, by its very nature, employs psychological warfare to achieve its goals, making it one of the most manipulative forces in the 21st century. Despite the relatively low number of casualties compared to other causes of death, the fear of terrorism pervades much of the Western world. Annually, around 50 people in the European Union and about 10 people in the United States fall victim to terrorist acts, starkly contrasting with the tens of thousands who die in traffic accidents in these regions each year. Yet, the fear of terrorism often outweighs the fear of driving. But why? Terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda have mastered the art of using fear rather than direct force to influence political landscapes and public sentiment. Their operations, designed to instill terror, aim to provoke overreactions and gain attention far beyond the actual threat they pose. For example, the September 11th attacks, while tragically killing 3,000 people, did not weaken the US military. America's infrastructure and military capabilities remained intact. However, the visual and emotional impact of the Twin Towers falling triggered a response that far exceeded the physical damage. In reaction, President George W. Bush declared a war on terror, launching extensive military engagements in the Middle East, the repercussions of which are still felt today. The outcome was precisely what the terrorists aimed for: a significant geopolitical shift initiated by the emotional and political shockwaves from the event rather than the event's physical toll. This manipulation can be likened to a fly buzzing in a china shop. The fly, representing the terrorists, lacks the strength to cause real damage, but knows it can provoke the bull, in this case, a powerful nation like the United States, into causing destruction. By irritating the bull, the fly creates chaos, leading to a situation where the reactive and emotional response causes more harm than the fly could ever have achieved directly. The dramatic overreaction to terrorist threats, driven by fear, plays into the terrorist's hands, helping them achieve their objectives without substantial resources. The critical lesson here is the importance of measured responses. Governments that react disproportionately not only play into the narrative crafted by these groups, but also risk causing greater disruption and harm than the initial acts of terrorism might warrant. Recognizing this tactic can help prevent the cycle of manipulation and overreaction that terrorists rely on to further their agenda. Part 5. The illusion of knowledge in the modern world. In the tapestry of modern liberal societies, there lies a deep-seated belief in the rational capabilities of individuals. Democracy champions the notion that voters are well-informed. Capitalism trusts in the infallibility of the consumer, and educational systems urge students to think independently. But as we navigate the complexities of the 21st century, this confidence in individual rationality might be misplaced. Contrary to our ancestors in the Stone Age, who possessed practical knowledge critical for daily survival like hunting, making clothes from animal skins, or starting fires, modern humans are largely dependent on specialists for nearly all their needs. This dependency highlights a glaring paradox in our perception of knowledge. An illustrative experiment asked participants if they understood how zippers work. Most answered confidently in the affirmative. However, when prompted to explain the mechanics, the majority could not elucidate how this commonplace item functioned. This scenario encapsulates what scientists call the knowledge illusion, where people believe they understand complex systems or possess certain knowledge merely because they are part of a society where that information exists. The repercussions of this illusion are profound. Voters and policymakers, for instance, often fail to grasp the complexities of the world, leading to oversimplified or misguided decisions. Without a real understanding of meteorology, individuals might propose inadequate policies for climate change. Politicians might debate foreign conflicts without a basic geographical knowledge of the countries involved. This phenomenon suggests a need for humility and a more critical approach to our understanding of the world. Instead of accepting superficial explanations, we should probe deeper, recognizing that our individual knowledge may be less comprehensive than we assume. In doing so, we can avoid the pitfalls of the knowledge illusion and foster a society that appreciates the complexity and interdependence of modern life. Part 6. Rethinking education for the information age. Imagine a child born today. By the time they reach their 30s in 2050, the world will have transformed immensely. What kind of education will best prepare them for this uncertain future? One thing's for sure, the educational frameworks that served past generations won't suffice for those of the 21st century. Traditionally, schools have focused on loading students with vast amounts of information. This model was effective back in the 19th century, when access to knowledge was limited. There were no daily newspapers, radios, public libraries, or internet. Back then, educational systems that provided basic knowledge in history, geography, and science were revolutionary. However, times have drastically changed. Today, we live in a world where information is not only abundant but overwhelming. With smartphones and unlimited internet access, anyone can explore entire libraries of information, watch educational videos, or enroll in online courses. But this surge of information comes with its own challenges, primarily the rise of misinformation. The digital age is rife with fake news and biased information, complicating our ability to discern truth. Given this new reality, our educational approach needs a radical transformation. Instead of continuing to cram students with more information, which is often readily available at their fingertips, educators should focus on fostering critical thinking skills. The crucial task now is teaching students how to sift through the noise, to evaluate sources, differentiate between essential facts and trivial or false information, and think critically about the content they consume. As we move further into the 21st century, the ability to discern truth amidst a sea of data will be more valuable than the ability to recall information. Educators have a pivotal role to play in preparing future generations to navigate this complexity by emphasizing critical analysis over rote memorization. This shift will not only enhance individual understanding, but also prepare students to face the world's challenges more effectively. Final summary. The 21st century presents a landscape riddled with technological advancements and political instabilities, pushing us to both acknowledge our limitations and engage thoughtfully in contemporary issues. Preparing for an uncertain future involves a deep understanding of our own ignorance amidst escalating complexities and fostering a balanced, rational discourse on divisive topics such as immigration. Education stands as a critical pillar during these transformative times. Instead of inundating ourselves with an overwhelming flow of information, distinguishing between valid and misleading news is crucial. Although the century has ushered in concerns like terrorism and potential mass unemployment due to automation, these challenges also remind us of the resilience and adaptability inherent in humanity. Looking ahead, the key to navigating this era's hurdles and transforming them into opportunities for growth and advancement lies in our ability to critically assess the information we receive and make informed decisions. By sharpening our critical thinking skills and embracing a fact-based approach to contentious issues, we can forge pathways to not just survive but thrive in the 21st century. Ultimately, the power to shape a prosperous and secure future is, indeed, in our hands. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.